Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
It's EV News Briefly for Thursday, 20th of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. A brand new Kia EV9 is arriving, at least beginning in South Korea. This is the GT version. So, dual motor, 500 horsepower, 0 to 62 miles an hour in 4.5 seconds. It's a proper family hauler seven-seater that'll dispatch most supercars. It's why EVs are just better, let's face it. It does 253 miles, that's 408 kilometres on a single charge. It's got all the latest electronic toys, the suspension, the limited slip diff, and even the thing from the Hyundai Ioniq 5 with the flappy paddles that simulate the gear shift. Obviously, there's no gears in it, apart from a single reduction gear, but where it cuts the power and it makes the noise. And it's, if you haven't tried it, it is actually a lot of fun. Now, you'll turn it off when the kids are in the car, but it will make you giggle. This car will eventually come to North America, Europe, and other global markets. Volvo updating the XC60, which is important because it's their biggest seller globally. And of course, it comes in two plug-in hybrid versions. And it's got the new face of the EX90. It's got all, you know, new wheels and a big screen, a much bigger screen as well. However, there is an all-electric version of it still coming. End of this year, maybe next year, called the EX60. And that will be very, very important. Electric cars are now half as expensive to run as petrol vehicles. We've seen a reduction in DC fast charging costs. And of course, if you charge at home, I pay, which is 7 pence on Octopus. And by the way, I think I've pinned the top of my X profile, and you can always ask me for it if you're a friend. You are a friend, of course, for the Octopus referral code. We split 100 quid between us if you move to Octopus, and that really helps keep the lights on, literally, in the studio. And so much cheaper to charge overnight, and it's half as much, according to new data from Anderson. Now, yes, that's a charge point manufacturer, so they got some skin in the game to give good news about electric vehicles. But yeah, couldn't agree more. Charge at home, less maintenance, lower road tax, even with the increases coming. Now, Honda are talking about their new EVs, a new plan with 6 new EVs by 2027. Now, for now, the Yi series, Y-E, they're going to refer to as like S7, P7, get rid of that name. Yes, these are China only at the minute, made with Dongfeng and GAC, but they could also appear outside of China as their Hondas and, you know, there could be global vehicles. We'll wait and see. Honda also setting a condition for restarting talks with Nissan. They're saying, hey, we'll get back around the table. Nissan said no thank you to the big merger deal because Honda wanted to make them a junior partner, a subsidiary in the deal. Honda say, no, we'll carry on talking. Oh, on the condition that your CEO goes. Wow. There's a growing interest in EVs in Germany. Recent findings from a new survey by the consultancy firm Horvath shows a shift in German attitudes, with over 58% of people saying they're open to buying an EV as their next car. CATL, the Chinese company, do make cells in Germany, by the way. In Anstadt, they have a factory. They say they're expanding that and making cells for vehicles on the PPE platform like the Porsche Macan and the Audi Q6 e-tron. Tesla's now making the Model Y in Shanghai. We knew they'd started production, even of test vehicles, in all four locations around the world, in Europe, China, US as well. And now all the necessary regulatory steps have been done in China. The Chinese Tesla website now says that they'll start delivering from the end of February, not the end of March. That's a week away. Wow. Tesla's also seeing a sharp decline in California. I told you about this before, previous 12% drop. Now it's another 26% drop in California. Lots of theories around this. Need to get some hard data on these facts, but lots of people speculating it's because of the CEO's politics being not as aligned with many Californians. BYD is facing a backlash in China, recently updating their model lineup with more driver assist systems, but existing owners feel a bit shortchanged, and that is briefly.